City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, Episode 13.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Miss Lawrence.
Hi, Jenny. Is this your mom?
Hello, I'm Karen, Jenny's mom.
It's very nice to meet you. Are you waiting for me?
We need to get into the classroom to get Jenny's things out of her desk.
Is there a problem?
We're taking Jenny out of school. I've had it with my daughter being corrupted by all the garbage you people have been teaching her. She told me about the pornography you were showing her yesterday. Really, Miss Lawrence, what kind of pervert shows things like that to children?
I know, I'm so sorry. I left the class yesterday and told Principal Harper how terrible it was.
At least you had the option to leave the class, Miss Lawrence. My daughter had to sit through the whole thing. Well, no more. I'm not going to let you people abuse my daughter anymore.
I don't know what to say. I've been trying to figure out what to do about this. I know these things we've been teaching aren't right, but I'm just a new teacher. This is my first year. I can't seem to get anyone to listen to me about these things.
Aren't you the one who told Jenny she couldn't write an essay about Jesus?
Yes, but I was told to tell her that. I wanted her to be in the contest. She's such a good writer.
Some things are more important than a contest. I don't want my daughter learning that it is okay to hide her faith just so she can get things from the world. We're Christians, Miss Lawrence. The things of this world aren't important to us. Our treasure's in heaven, and our job in this life is to honor and glorify God. We don't do that by hiding our Savior from the world that desperately needs him.
Oh, I'm a Christian too. I understand what you mean.
I don't think you do, Miss Lawrence. Praise God he gave Jenny the strength to stand up for Jesus and deal with all the things that have been going on around here. But as her mom, I can't force her to endure these things day after day. We're going to homeschool her. I'm going to quit my job, and it means we're going to have to sell our house and move to a cheaper neighborhood. But we're willing to do whatever we need to make sure our daughter is brought up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And not all these evil things that you seem to be willing to inflict on these kids.
I'm so sorry. I know how terrible this is. I've been praying about what to do. I guess I've just been afraid. I wanted to be a teacher my whole life, and I finally got it. But now I'm so afraid of losing it.
Is this the kind of stuff you want to teach kids, Miss Lawrence?
No, Jenny. It isn't. I'm so sorry, Jenny. Can you forgive me? Please, Jenny, please forgive me.
I forgive you, Miss Lawrence. But can you do one thing for me?
Yes, Jenny. What is it?
Please don't do this to any more kids.
Come on, Jenny. I'll come back and get your things tomorrow. We need to go now.
Goodbye, Miss Lawrence.
I'm so sorry, Jenny. I'm so sorry. Father, forgive me. I'm so sorry.
Are you really gonna sign that thing, Bob?
Of course I'm gonna sign it, Madeline.
What about the people who don't want to rent their properties to people who engage in a lifestyle they disagree with?
Madeline, I promise to stamp out bigotry in this city. The people that got me elected are strongly supporting this bill. How can I not sign it?
A lot of people helped you get elected, Bob, not just the gay groups.
Yeah, but they're the ones with the organization and the money. It'll be nice to have them on our side when we need activists to push our other programs.
Ah, so they're just hired guns you want to keep in your back pocket, eh, Bob?
Well, yeah, of course. That's how to get things done in politics, Madeline. This is how coalitions are built and used. Do I really need to tell you this, Madeline? You know how it goes. We scratch their backs, you know, they scratch ours. We all got to work together to get what we want. And besides, Madeline, I want to be on the side of non-discrimination.
But what about the people who don't want their rental properties to be used by people doing things they see as immoral? And I'm not just talking about gay people. What about a property owner that doesn't want to rent to an unmarried couple? Shouldn't these owners have the right to decide who lives in their properties?
I've got news for you, Madeline. There are more renters than owners. And those renters vote.
Oh, Bob.
What's going on, Madeline? I mean, really. This stuff never used to bother you before. But the last couple of months, I don't know. You seem to be really sensitive about all these things.
Oh, I don't know, Bob. It just doesn't seem right.
What doesn't?
All of it. What kind of city is this going to be? Why are you pushing all these things?
Because this is what the people want. That's my job, Madeline. I'm here to give the people what they want.
No, Bob. Your job is to be a leader, like you used to be. You used to stand up for family values. You used to stand up for the people, the Christians that backed you. But somewhere along the line, you turned into a politician.
Why are you so concerned about these Christians? I don't get it. We always knew we needed their support to keep my city council seat. But now, there are different groups who we need to support us. Times change, Madeline.
Wow, Bob. Maybe I had it all wrong. Maybe you've always been a politician.
Come on, Madeline. This is about more than politics. What's really going on?
Bob, these things are wrong. They're not just wrong because you ditched the Christians that supported you. They're not just wrong because you're normalizing these lifestyles that not too long ago almost everyone felt weren't normal, including you. It's not just that people seem to want to silence those who won't go along with all this. It's wrong because it's just wrong. I can feel it, Bob. My heart hurts when I see these things. My conscience bothers me when I see these things in the city, the things we're doing, the things I'm doing.
What you're doing is your job, just like I'm trying to do.
It's not just the job, Bob. I look at the other things I'm doing in my life, and they seem wrong, too. What kind of example am I being for Jared? What kind of person am I?
Madeline, you're one of the kindest, most considerate, and caring people I've ever known. Why are you worried?
Well, you don't know everything I do, and you don't know the thoughts in my head. And you're just comparing me to other people. I just compare myself to other people. But what if that isn't good enough? What if there's a higher standard than that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Madeline.
Oh, I think you do, Bob. You're just trying to repress it when you feel the same thing.
Yeah, well, Madeline, thoughts like that are not politically expedient. We have to deal with the reality of the way this city is today. The way people want it to be tomorrow. We have to deal with what people want out of their lives and what they want to do. Our job is to give it to them.
So we're just drug dealers in nicer clothing, huh, Bob? We just give people whatever they desire, even if it's bad for them?
It's not our job to determine what's good or bad. Our job is to do what the majority of the people in the city want, to give them what they want.
And that's the part that really worries me, Bob. The fact that most of the people in this city want these things. That's why I'm worried about what the city is going to be like in the future. The kind of place it's going to be when Jared is older. What kind of man is he going to be growing up in this environment? I can already see what it's doing to him. What if there are consequences for all this, Bob?
I know there are consequences for not giving the voters what they want.
What if there's more going on here than your political career, Bob? More for you, for me, for this city. What if there's a price to pay for all this?
Principal Harper?
Andrea? Hasn't your class started? What are you doing here?
I talked to Jenny and her mom a little bit ago. They came to clean out Jenny's desk.
Oh, yes. She's going to try to homeschool Jenny. Poor child doesn't stand a chance now. She's going to grow up to be just like her parents.
Let's hope so.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that coming from you, Miss Lawrence. You never have had the children's best interest at heart.
You're right, Patricia. I haven't. If I had, I never would have taught them all those terrible things. All those sinful things.
Ms. Lawrence, we've already discussed this. There will be none of that talk at this school. You will teach the curriculum as it is designed.
No, Patricia, I won't. I will not teach these children those sinful things anymore. I don't know what you think you're doing, but what you are doing is the devil's work by teaching these kids that all these wicked things are okay. You're conditioning them at a young age to accept sin, to engage in sin, and you're not doing anything to warn them to stay away from sin.
That's it, Miss Lawrence. Get to your class right now.
No, Patricia. I'm not going to do the devil's work anymore. I've been hurting these kids by not telling them the truth and not standing up to you. You're in trouble, Patricia. You need to repent and believe in Jesus, or you're going to go to hell.
How dare you? That's it, Ms. Lawrence. You are suspended pending your termination. I'm contacting the union right now and...
Don't bother, Patricia. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not going to go along with the systematic brainwashing of these kids. Jesus warned about teaching these little ones to sin. He said it would be better for whoever did that to have a millstone tied around his neck and be thrown into the sea. I've been asking God to forgive me every night when I get home. I keep telling him how sorry I am for making these little ones sin. But I'm not going to do it anymore. I am not going to teach them these things. I don't want to have to ask to be forgiven for these awful things. I just do not want to do them anymore. And you need to stop too, Patricia. Jesus can save you. You'll understand how bad all this is. But you need to stop and beg him to save you.
How did you ever become a teacher? I can't believe anyone this stupid could have been given the responsibility of teaching children. I don't need your invisible man in the sky, Ms. Lawrence. I'm an educated woman. I am principal of this school. And I certainly don't need to be lectured to by a backward, bigoted crackpot like you. You will leave this school right now. You will never return. And you will never talk that way to me again.
Goodbye, Patricia.
It's Principal Harper to you. Now leave.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you for the courage. I love you, Father. Please, Father, please help Patricia. Please help her to see. And please be with Jenny and her family. Please, Father, if you would, please give me another chance. Please show me how I can serve you better. In Jesus' name, amen.